Thurston Moore is here today with a band that is not Sonic Youth and a new solo album, Trees Outside the Academy, his first solo album of songs since Psychic Hearts back in 1995. Between now and then, he's recorded a number of guitar improvisation albums and, of course, continues to lead Sonic Youth with his wife, Kim Gordon, Lee Rinaldo, and drummer Steve Shelley, who coincidentally is part of Thurston's solo band today. I asked Thurston to contrast his two song-oriented solo albums, the one from the past and this brand new one.
Well, I was living in New York full-time when Psychic Hearts was made, and it was right when my daughter was born as well. And that somewhat kind of informed it, but that record was sort of real conceptual. I really wanted to make a record with these song ideas without developing the ideas beyond the initial sort of like, you know, structure of the songs. Because I sort of like that kind of initial rawness, and a lot of times that kind of it's hard to retain or maintain, like in a group situation, because you want to sort of work together and develop things, and so that record is sort of based on having these ideas that were just sort of first thought, best thought. This record is not that much different, except for it's completely different.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty much a lot more thought out.
I guess so. I mean, I sort of had in my mind to sort of do a solo project like this where it was real song based, and I was sort of writing these songs more where I live now in Northampton, Massachusetts, you know, and I live sort of outside of Smith College up there, and I sort of spend a lot of time sort of walking around that campus and walking my dogs, and it's kind of, this record was really about that environment for me.
Thurston, there are a lot of singer-songwriters in that area. You don't think it was like rubbing off, do you?
I don't, there's singer-songwriters up there. I mean, there's a great music community up there. I mean, you know, people like Dreadful and Matt Valentine and Erica Elder and Jay Maskus. And yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. But no matter where I am, that kind of stuff rubs off
right
on me.
Anyway, this new one is called Trees Outside the Academy. And where do you want to begin?
We'll begin with a song called The Shape Is in a Trance, which I wrote kind of about, you know, I get really influenced by my wife, Kim, and all her amazing friends and her women friends. I sort of have a lot of influence from, I've always been very sort of influenced by her. And so this song kind of was something about me just sort of learning a lot about life through feminine intellect in a way, even though, I mean, reading these lyrics it's hard to sort of imagine like what I'm talking about, but trust me, that's sort of what it's about. Thank you.
Thurston Moore is playing live today on the cafe, and he's got a new solo album called Trees Outside the Academy. And Thurston, you got to say who's playing here today, because the band sounds great. I should say that Steve Shelley is here, first of all, who you know from Sonic Youth, and the same string player who's on the album, Samara Lubowski. But who else is in the room?
Chris Brokaw is playing second guitar with me. Well, you know, when I was first starting to record the record, I was just sort of formulating ideas about how I wanted to approach it. And, you know, at one point it was just going to be completely just me, acoustic, you know, and with no other instrumentation. But I started hearing other things, and I asked Steve to come on board, and Samara.
Now, it's interesting to hear you play acoustic guitar. What are the challenges for you with this instrument to keep the same kind of intensity?
Well, I never really thought about, I mean, wanting to sort of replicate whatever intensity that I have as far as playing electric guitar. I mean, you know, to me, it's, I never really had an acoustic guitar until sometime in the 90s. It sort of, you know, it came into my hands, and I mean, they were here and there through the years, but I've always sort of written songs on electric guitar, because that's what I had. You know, I always just wrote on whatever I had. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing with the electric guitar and the different tunings and different string gauges was a lot about, because, you know, I mean, when Sonic Youth, we just had these cheap guitars that didn't sound good normal. So we would modify them, and then they sounded cool, and then we'd write songs in the, you know, that way. So, with the acoustic guitar, I mean, I was, you know, so far along the road of, like, you know, investigating different tunings and such, that I immediately started doing on acoustic guitar, and I was a little worried that maybe it was bad for the acoustic guitar, like maybe it'd break it or something. And but it sounded really amazing to me when I started doing it, and I started playing songs that I was writing in, you know, within Sonic Youth, and I would go out and play them just sort of by myself in little places and test them out, and I was getting a lot of sort of feedback from people like, oh, you should record an acoustic guitar record. And I was sort of considering it, it took a few years.
One of the participants in this that is not replicated here today is Christina Carter, who sings on the album. And why did you want to do a duet thing, and why did you become involved?
Oh, I've always been really a huge enthusiast of Christina's. I mean, I first saw her play years ago in her duo, sometimes trio, from Texas called Shara Lambides. And she lives in my house. I mean, she lives on the third floor. So, I mean, it's like, you know, basically this record was all very just sort of kind of communal and friendly. I mean, it's just like we were recording up at Jay Maskus's, you know, third floor. And you know, the songs were being worked out, like this song, the couple of songs that she sings on, I just sort of thought it would be kind of nice if she sang on them. And I just called her up, and she came over, you know, and did it. And it was good. And same thing with Jay, you know, he was like hanging around the house, and I had him play guitar.
So we can do one of hers. Which one?
Well, she sings on this song called Honest James with me. And, but she won't be singing it with us here in the studio.
No.
But Samara's going to sing it. Thank you.
back on his jams. Come back to your town and take your shadow's mistress from our fertile ground. Never one to cry out, but it's gone on too long. Every song is empty without your friendly tone. Come back on his jams. Your brother, he is here. He rolls into the darkness and he needs you to be near. Why don't you just tell him what's inside your heart? Let love take over. You know the devil just ain't that smart. And I'll always love him.
And that is Honest James, another one from Thurston Moore's new solo album called Trees Outside the Academy. And it's a great band playing live for us today on the cafe. I want to direct people's attention to the not-so-hidden final track on Trees Outside the Academy. Thurston at 13, a little stereo sound play.
Yeah. Oh, that was a cassette I found in a box of stuff. But I guess we had some kind of cheapo cassette player in our house, and I started using it in different ways. And you know, if I put that whole cassette on this CD, that was kind of an idea that the whole track was going to be the whole cassette, and it's about 30 minutes long. But a lot of it's me sort of tormenting my sister while she's trying to, you know, be by herself, doing her own thing, and slamming the door and yelling and laughing and. Some of the sound experiments on it are a little more licentious.
Okay. Well, let's.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's not, I don't mean to imply that there.
I hope I understand.
I'm not a deviant or anything. But.
Let's play just a little bit of the little bit that is on the disc.
What you're about to hear is me taking off the cap of a Lysol spray disinfectant can. There. What you're about to hear is me spraying Lysol spraying disinfectant around the room I am in. There. What you're about to hear is me putting the cap back on a Lysol spray disinfectant can. There. What you're about to hear is me placing the Lysol disinfectant can down on the table. There. What you're about to hear is the scissors snapping away at random.
That is our guest, Thurston at 13, playing with cans and sounds. And the beginning, you know, that's where it all began, Thurston, obviously.
Well, yeah, it kind of begins there as far as audio is concerned.
Well, I was also kind of wondering, because the booklet that comes with this is filled with a whole bunch of pictures of you at various stages of your youth, and I was wondering if that finding that kind of set you off towards that.
A little bit. I mean, I was just sort of rummaging through a lot of different images and photos, and the songs are sort of, they have a lot of sort of personalized kind of meaning in them, and I didn't want them to be too sort of abstract for my own, you know, kind of world or whatever. There was a lot of images I wanted to use that were by other photographers of other iconic people that kind of really meant something to me. And I had these great pictures of like these early picture of like Brian Eno that I wanted to use, but I couldn't really afford to license all these photos. And I, you know, a lot of the photographers, I wasn't even sure who they were, because there were images that I I always sort of cut out of music magazines since the early 70s, and I have like these kind of scrapbooks and stuff, and I do like these kind of collages of them still to this day. So I decided to replace all these people with myself.
I can
afford myself.
What really comes through is how much of a fan you were. There's a wonderful little. Where is this little excerpt of you kind of talking about the New York scene?
That was a letter I wrote to this fanzine called Gulcher, which was kind of an underground music rock fanzine from like the early 70s. That this somebody I knew named Eddie Flowers was involved with. I would sort of find out about this stuff like. And very, you know, you would get like Cream magazine or something, and or Rock Scene magazine or Hit Parader or Circus, or and you'd sort of see these little bits of info about things that were way more marginal than what was on the cover of the magazine, and it would sound really kind of intriguing and curious. And so I would like write to these people, and I'd become pen pals with like, you know, Wayne County or something. And that sort of led me on the road to ruin. And that letter was like kind of like I was asked by this fanzine. To write something, I said, "Well, I'll write about this show I saw at Max's Kansas City. You know, one of the first shows I saw, and some other things that was going on in New York."
And you were. When did you actually leave Connecticut and move to the city?
Early '77. I was able to find a place for $110 a month on 13th and A.
Try that again, kids. How did that feel? Did you feel really liberated, or were you scared, or what was that like?
Living in New York?
Yeah, from, I guess you've been
a little liberated and kind of like, yeah, it was kind of like, it was really out there on the edge because, you know, it was kind of a wild town at that time, you know? But you know, when you don't have any responsibility really beyond trying to sort of just make that $110 a month, you just become a street rat. Which is sort of what I was kind of, that was my ambition anyway.
and you succeeded at it.
Oh, yeah. Everything after that is just, you know, kind of a dream.
Thurston Moore is our guest, and he has a new solo album, and we're hearing some of the tunes from it. And what's next?
Next is a song that is called Friend. It's about dogs who are friendly with each other. And watching animals, the friendship of animals, and it was sort of inspired by taking a walk and seeing dogs playing with each other who meet each other for the first time and just like go off with each other, and also just at the same time seeing these two girls who are arm in arm just walking along this river. They seemed like they it was sort of like this kind of fresh love thing going on. So I wrote these lyrics about that.
You step on the purple veil, image shards of a screaming halo. Strap on your rainbow sail, rainbow resin, a sticky cyclone. Oh, how I love the smell of your charred remains. There's nothing better than to meet your sweetheart in severed chains. Oh, it's love forever. We'll be right back.
Another good one from Thurston Moore's new one, Trees Outside the Academy, that is Friend, spelled Fry and...
F-R-I /END.
Does that have something to do with a Friday in there? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, Friday is like at the end of the week, and that's when we can party together. Yeah, I get it? It's the end
got
of
it.
Friday. Yeah.
Got it. Got
and
it.
And the slash is kind of the party motion.
Now, you've said that one of the reasons, or I've read, the, who knows if you said it, I've read that... You think a lot of these songs are much more personal, and therefore that's why they're not Sonic Youth songs. Or
yeah, no, not really. I mean, that's not really, that doesn't really delineate them so much. I mean, they're more they're just less democratic,
right?
You know.
And yet, you gave people in this band a lot of room.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to work as a. But at the same time, we didn't really sort of write the songs together. Let's put it that way. I mean, when I sort of have a song written and I bring it into Sonic Youth, it's a different situation than this, where I give the song away, and like it can be completely chopped and screwed. You know,
you may not recognize it when it comes out the other end.
Yeah.
Thurston Moore, our thanks to him for joining us. Once again, the new solo album is called Trees Outside the Academy. We're going to Manitoba, Winnipeg. Music from the Weaker Thans when we get back here to the World Cafe.